Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. A man armed with a knife has attacked a group of schoolgirls as they waited for a bus in Japan, killing at least one child and one adult. Police say he has died after stabbing himself in the neck. The motive for the attack is unclear. From Tokyo, here's Howell Griffith.
There is still some confusion in terms of the identity of the victims and their ages. The latest, we're told, is that one school child, a schoolgirl, and a man in his 30s are the deceased, that there's at least a dozen other people, children and adults, injured, and that the man accused of carrying out this attack has himself died from self-inflicted wounds. We know that this happened as children and adults were queuing for a bus on a street corner in Kawasaki, and that the attacker came at them with possibly two knives, both at the queue and then boarding the bus.
Donald Trump has completed a four-day visit to Japan with addresses to troops on board Japanese and American warships. Speaking at the Yokosuka Naval Base, he praised the strength of the military alliance between the two countries. There's no sign that any progress was made during Mr. Trump's trip to resolve trade disagreements. At least 42 prisoners have been found strangled to death in four separate jails in Brazil. Prison officials said the killings appeared to have occurred in clashes between rival gangs. Daniel Gallas is in Sao Paulo.
Authorities in the northern state of Amazonas said prisoners were not rioting against the management. Instead, they were fighting each other. So far, all those confirmed dead were prisoners. In one of the prisons near the state capital, Manaus, inmates were killed during visiting hours, and some of them in front of their own relatives. Brazilian prisons are often controlled by criminal gangs, and it is common for violence to erupt between rival factions. In 2017, a riot in Amazonas left 56 inmates dead.
Protest groups in Sudan have called a nationwide strike over the next 48 hours to increase pressure on the military to hand power to a civilian administration. Talks between the two sides remain deadlocked about the composition of a new governing authority following the overthrow last month of President Omar al-Bashir. The deposed Chancellor of Austria, Sebastian Kurz, says he's looking forward to elections in September. Speaking after he became his country's first head of government to lose a no-confidence vote for 64 years, Mr. Kurz called Parliament's decision unacceptable, but he said that in a democracy, the people should ultimately decide. He became Austria's youngest ever chancellor 18 months ago, at the age of 31. World News from the BBC.